Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What Is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show where we are making this world a polite place to live, one person at a time. We cover topics ranging from acts of kindness to handling pet peeves. If you are listening live, call 347-324-3295. And here are your hosts, HR and customer service expert, Miss Denise, an etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Well, happy Sunday, happy Dr. Martin Luther King Day, and happy Inauguration Day to President Obama. And welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Today is January 20th, 2013, and we are broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our New Year's resolution show series continues with this evening's topic, exercise and how to have common courtesies when you are sick. I'm Miss Donna, also known as the Etiquette Lady, and Miss Denise is off evening as she is celebrating her birthday. So happy birthday to Miss Denise as well. Well, once again, I'd like to thank you for taking time out of your Sunday evening to join us. We are excited. We are going to continue our New Year's resolution series. This is part three. But first, before we get started, I'd like to welcome our new listeners. And, of course, for the benefit of our new listeners, I will answer the question, what is etiquette anyway, since that is the title of our show. Well, etiquette is a fancy word for manners. The word itself comes from an old French word meaning ticket, and later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. Thank you so much, Charles I and II. Well, wow. Again, Happy New Year's to everyone. Last week, we discussed, of course, one of the top New Year's resolutions, which is to lose weight and exercise. And due to an overwhelming response to this topic, we are bringing back Miss D, who is a nurse and a former health club franchise owner. And then later in the show, Anna Cochran, she is an RN, she will also join us. And we're going to talk about, how to be courteous, you know, when you're not feeling well, and some precautions to take to prevent you from getting sick. So we're so glad that you're joining us this evening. You might want to grab a pencil and a piece of paper and take some notes. We're going to give some great information. Well, I wanted to first of all start with Miss D. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good this evening, Donna. How are you doing?
I am great. Thank you so much for joining us again on this evening. Of course, you know, for those who were not or did not have an opportunity to listen to the show last week, all probably two people who missed it, what I'd like to do is, Dee, if you would, just kind of review some of the information that you gave our listeners on last week. I know we talked a little about nutrition and exercise, and I know you were telling people that they can just do simple things like walking more.
So that's correct.
If you would just kind of briefly go over some of the tips and advice that you gave us on last week, we'll just kind of pick up from there because we do have some questions that have already come in.
Okay. Well, one of the things we were saying is making it a lifestyle. That's number one. It's not a quick fix as far as just losing weight. It has to be an ongoing lifestyle change of doing what is things that will make you healthy. It's all about healthy living. So you want to have it as a lifestyle. And we were talking about water and how essential water is to the body. That is a requirement, how we are made up. And we need to be taking an adequate amount of fluid in the body, which is actually water. And we brought up about those who have difficulty with drinking water, getting that water intake, that there are water enhancers. Give yourself a little flavor to your water with low calorie intake at the same time. Hopefully you will then start getting the correct amount of water intake into your body during the day. We talked a little bit about our nutritional foods to eat. I did not say it, but really we're looking more into your low glycemic foods. So your foods that's going to have, that will be better for the body, for the blood sugar levels. We talked about the exercise, simple practical ways to move the body. That's another requirement that we have for the body, and that it needs movement. That's why we have our joints. Otherwise, we would just be stiff. So that the body does require you to move, and that's where we're lacking. I think a lot of our activity is too sedentary. We're sitting down. We're not moving the body. Therefore, we gain the weight. So I'm not sure that I think we talked quite a bit about a little bit of everything, but it's the practical everyday things to make it ongoing for your to be in good health.
Sure. And with you mentioning making it a lifestyle, we talked a little last week about goals or resolutions. When people, you know, sometimes they make a resolution or they set a goal, but they're nonspecific. And, of course, you know, in order to reach any goal, they have to be somewhat specific, you know. So instead of saying, oh, this year I'm going to lose weight, saying, okay, I am going to work on losing, you know, 3 pounds a week. And then how you're actually going to do that, you know. And, of course, you want to make sure that it's realistic as well. You have to, of course, when you plan a goal or plan to reach a goal, of course, also, you know, look at that goal and begin that goal with the end in mind. And I find, too, Dee, that sometimes that helps you, too, to continue going if you have that end in mind. And it's better to do short-term goals than long-term goals because it takes a shorter period of time to get to a short-term goal, correct?
That's correct. You want something that you're going to continuously be measuring. So let's say I want to, and remember I used the word adjust my weight. I'm not going to lose it because I'll find it again. I don't want to do that. It'll keep coming back. I will regain it. So I want to adjust it. And when I say that, I look at myself as what I would like to be in my mind's eye. Even if you have an old photograph of yourself, that you can remember how your body used to look and put that somewhere where it's a reminder to you what you're trying to obtain again. That helps you so that you keep that focus in your mind as to what you're trying to strive to receive again. And it is all about time. It took time for you to gain that weight, those extra pounds. It will take time to adjust it right back off. So it's a lifestyle. It's an ongoing. It's not just a quick fix. It's not just let me lose this today and 6 months from now and I'll find it again and it's right back on me.
Mm-hmm. Plus more, huh?
Yeah, plus more.
Mm-hmm. It almost kind of seems like, I know you said we don't gain it suddenly and so it takes a while to lose it as well. It seems like, gosh, it seems like it kind of creeps up from nowhere and it takes much longer, but, you know, maybe that's just psychological. But
well,
anyway.
on average, Donna, really, statistics have it shown that we gain about 6 pounds a year. So you're talking about it took you, let's say if you have an extra 25 pounds on you. That did not come on you over in 1 year unless you were really indulgent. But normally it is a process that just seems to appear one day, but it does really just continuously add on year after year. You say 6 pounds in a year, this year I'll get six, next year I'll put on six, and it just keeps going up and up and up. That's why you have to continuously look at what you are putting in, the contents going in the body, and the movement of the body is what the results will be of that body.
Okay, and I want to go ahead. I know we had some questions last week, too, that we didn't get to. So I want to go ahead and go with our first question. It says, "Dear ladies, when I fall short of my goal, I get disappointed and quit. How can you stay excited about working out?" And this comes from Jennifer from Maryland.
I think we touched on that last week a little bit, and that's regarding having a partner, a buddy, so that we have to pull strength from one another. We are not to be here alone and try to accomplish things all alone. So it's wonderful when you have someone that is rooting for you, that gives you encouragement, that encourages you to continue, because we will reach those plateaus and we will get discouraged. But the main thing is not to stay there. We tend to give up, and then we start doing the old habits again. Mm-hmm. The main thing is to stay focused on what you're reaching, your goal that you're trying to obtain, and getting back on it. We'll mess up. There's no doubt about that. But we can continue the program that we start on so that we can have the success that we're looking to get.
Mm-hmm. It's okay to start over, right?
That's absolutely right. Don't give up. You just say, okay, I did not do well today, but tomorrow it's a new day, a new beginning. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just get back on my program, stay focused, do the things that I know I need to do. I think a lot of us do give up so easily, Donna, because we're not getting the results as quickly as we would like.
Okay. Another question, it says, Miss D, you said, excuse me, you said walk a lot. You should walk a lot. How many steps should one take on a daily basis? This comes from Ben Johnson out of Savannah.
Okay. Well, Ben, you normally, once again, health-wise, 10,000 steps in a day, and one of the easiest ways to know if you're obtaining that is get a pedometer and put it on and when you get dressed in the morning. It's a very small gadget that you just attach to your waistline, and you just walk. But all your movements that you do within your day will be calculated. So then at the end of your day, when you're ready to undress, you look at that. How many steps did you make? It will register for you. One of the things to do on that is also keep a journal. See how you're progressing. If you're not getting in 10,000 steps in a day, but you constantly are monitoring it by registering it down on pencil and paper. Get pencil and paper, log it down, so you continuously are working towards that 10,000 steps in your day. And you will get there. You will. That's
great.
A fact.
Mm-hmm. And I think because I know the first time that I attached a pedometer, I was pleasantly surprised at the end of the day at how many steps I had actually walked.
Yes.
So I think they're pretty neat little gadgets to use. And they're also, I think, you know, they will provide good incentive, I believe, as well. I'm going to go ahead and go to our phone. I want to pick up a caller. Extension 0964. Thanks for calling What is Etiquette Anyway? Hello? Hello? Okay, we'll come back. Dee, I want to go ahead and cover this other question, too, before I bring on Nurse Donna here. It says, do you have any safety precautions for working out at the gym? And this comes from Debbie in Griffin, Georgia.
You know the old saying that goes around and says, no pain, no gain. That's a myth.
Mm-hmm.
You do
mm-hmm.
not want to extend yourself that you are in pain. That is not what it's about. The body itself has a limit. So pushing and pushing and pushing, all it's going to do could be a deterrent for you just to give up because you're in pain. Who wants to be doing something that's going to create pain? So that's another way to give up. So you want to be cautious about that. Doing your warm-ups, when you get ready to do exercise, warm the body up with simple stretching. Stretching is another great benefit to the body, to loosen those joints, loosen and lubricate your joints so that when you get ready to walk, it is not going to be painful. And especially with our elderly people, we need to be stretching more and more every day to keep our bodies extended to the full length that they can go. We shrivel, we start losing our height because of lack of that stretching to the body. So that is another one of the components that the body also needs, stretching. That gives you your flexibility, your mobility of moving and reaching and doing for yourself, especially as we grow older.
Mm-hmm. Great information. And in case you are just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show, our New Year's resolution series continues. We are talking about one of the top New Year's resolution around the country, and that usually has to do with exercise and nutrition. And Dee, I'm going to ask you, if you can stay on with us, it would be great. I do have a few more questions, but I would like to bring on Nurse Donna Cochran, and she is going to she's going to give us some tips about how to keep ourselves safe from germs, you know, to try to make sure that we can avoid as many germs as we can. Donna, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Donna, and hi, Dee.
How
are you? I want to thank you for bringing me on the show, and I want to thank Dee for all that great information, you know, because that's one thing as nurses that we're always trying to share, you know, those things that are going to benefit other folks and the community, because that's what our goal is, primarily to educate and to, you know, make sure that the community at large maintains a state of health and wellness.
Absolutely, and we certainly do appreciate it. And I bet for those of you who are just turning in and you didn't have an opportunity to hear last week or to hear the beginning of the show, you're probably wondering, I thought that was an etiquette show, and what are they doing talking about, you know, germs and exercising?
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, how about that? Etiquette is a part of absolutely everything. I mean, absolutely everything. And Donna, I would really like for you to begin, if you would, by just kind of talking about how to prevent the spread of germs when you are sick.
Sure.
You know, I remember hearing one of the news stories saying that in a lot of the emergency rooms, people are getting sicker because they're going to the emergency rooms and they have the flu and they should really stay home. So can you talk a little bit about that, please?
I sure can. And I want to also touch upon the fact that etiquette, as we know it as being a code of behavior or good manners and having that kindness towards our fellow human beings. Well, we want to first think about what Matthew says in 7:12, that do unto others as you would have others do unto you. So with that, we have to think about, well, what is it that we don't want to happen to others because we wouldn't want those things to happen to us. Now, one of the things that you have to remember about germs, now, well, of course, now this is flu season, so we're definitely talking about the flu. However, one thing that we have to know is that the flu is a very, very contagious disease. And it's a contagious disease by the very fact that you can infect others beginning one day before you even have any symptoms and up to 5 to 7 days after becoming sick. So now if you, most people, what they tend to do is that if they have a fever, you know, they may stay home, but some people say, oh, my goodness, I can't afford to lose another day of work, so I'm just going to go to work anyway. And most often they're sneezing or they're coughing. And they're doing those types of things. But most people don't realize a sneeze can travel up to like 100 miles per hour. So you imagine if you're not covering your mouth, now imagine when you sneeze, the acceleration of that mucus and how it's going out into the environment. And guess what? Everyone else is breathing it as well. So what we want to keep in mind is that what do we need to do? Well, of course, we need to cover our mouths. and primarily use a tissue. Remember back in the day when we had the little hankies and the little the handkerchiefs? Well, those were kind of done away with because when you sneeze or when you cough and the mucus gets into the handkerchief, well, guess what? It can be transmitted anywhere. So what we want to do is that we want to use tissues and disposables. So we want to make sure that our children go to school, that they are armed with the small tissue packs, or whether they have the boxes, because I know right now a lot of the teachers, as part of that list of that going back to school list, they include boxes of tissues. Well, because in this way, the children always have those on hand, and even in the workplace, you always have those on hand. So when you do sneeze, then you sneeze into the tissue, and then, of course, what you're going to do is to dispose of them in a waste receptacle. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things. Now, in the event you say, oh, my goodness, well, I don't have a tissue at hand, you know, on hand. Well, then you use the crook of your arm, and you cover your mouth or the sneeze in the crook of your arm or the upper part of your sneeze, your sleeve. So, therefore, what's happening is you're confining it to a small area, but you're not using your hands, because what do most people do? They touch things, and you go right behind them and touch those same things. Mm-hmm. So, with that being the case, and we know everyone doesn't follow those rules that we just talked about, you want to wash your hands with lots of soap and water. And you want to wash them for about 20 seconds. And then once you do that, then you dry them off, of course, with paper towels, and then you dispose of them again. Oftentimes that we know, what I find now, going to the restaurant, when you go to the restroom, what they do now is they leave the waste receptacle near the door. So when you wash your hands, and also there's something I wanted to have people keep in mind. When you wash your hands, most often your hands are dirty when you touch that faucet. Mm-hmm. So when you dry your hands, you let the water continue to run, you dry your hands, then you close and you turn off the water with the paper towel. So you're not reinfecting your hands with the germs. And then when you go to the door, you can open up the door handle with the paper towel and throw it directly into receptacle, as I said, because most often they keep it near the door. So that's a good point that I find that's happening. And, of course, what you want to do is that avoid touching your eyes and nose and mouth, because that's how the germs spread. And, of course, when you get sick, it would be nice not to, infect everyone else when you do come in and you're sneezing, you're coughing, because this type of germ, particularly the flu, is so contagious. Of course, that's what happens. If anybody remembers historically the Spanish flu, well, the Spanish flu was so contagious, it killed between 30 and 50 million people because of the fact that they were in an environment where they were able to spread it to others. Now, of course, if that ever happened here again, because, you know, previously we talked about the pandemic, it would accelerate to unbelievable numbers, because we're well-traveled people, we're in more closed environments, so we're almost on top of each other. So you can imagine how quickly that those germs would spread. So we want to make sure that even when we're at work, well, it would be good to sanitize all of those areas that you touch, your keyboard, your telephone, and at the end of the day, the beginning and the end of the day, utilize that format. Just make it a habit. Come in and wipe down everything, and then before you leave at the end of the day. So those things, if we would do those things and make sure that we instruct our children, because children learn from us. So if we develop those behaviors, and of course that we teach our children, then they're going to develop those behaviors as well. And then we will have a more healthy community.
Wonderful. Great information. I'm going to try to go back to our phones. Extension 0964, hello. Thanks for calling What Is Etiquette Anyway? Hello? Okay, I'm not quite sure what's going on. But Nurse Donna, that's some great information. I am still stuck on the sneeze, 100 miles per hour.
Yes, it is. It's very forceful. So you can almost see that, you know, how when you sneeze that it would definitely be projected out in the environment. And as I said, germs, of course, we cannot see with the human eye. So what we can, someone can easily sneeze or cough in an environment. We may not be there at the time, but those germs can still linger in the air. And when we move through that that space, we can easily pick that up. But I also wanted to add, too, is that my company also conducts flu shot clinics, and I wanted to add that as well, because a flu shot is also one of the main and staple ways that most of us know to prevent or minimize those types of infections. And we, at this point in time, are conducting flu shot clinics, and if anyone is interested in hosting any type of a clinic, I would be glad to have them call me. And my number is 678-358-6956, or they can contact me at flu@onsitehealthserviceproviders.com. But early treatment is best. And most people would say, okay, well, is it too late to get a flu shot? No, it's not too late. But they can still get a flu shot, because flu, most people aren't knowledgeable about. However, the flu can extend well into May, because that's when you have that spring flu that goes around, because it may die down for a minute and then it may rear its head again. So it's never too late to get a flu shot.
Wow. And, Donna, if you would, for those persons who did not have a pencil, something to write with earlier, go ahead and give your contact information, please, if you would.
All right. They can call me at 678-358-6956, or they can email me at flu, F-L-U, at onsite, O-N-S-I-T-E, healthserviceproviders.com.
Okay, and Donna, I am getting actually several messages, and we are down to about 3 minutes, but may need to hold you over for next week, because we're just not going to be able to cover all the activity we're getting. I do have this one brief one. It says, "Dear ladies, how can you protect yourself when you are flying?"
Oh, that's very,
talking
very
about
interesting. Yeah.
Close in. And we've got about a minute, okay?
Okay, well, I also would love for folks to look at these two particular products. You can go to your health food store, and the health food store rep would be absolutely great if you did come and ask them about these particular products. But it's colloidal silver. Please have them ask for that, or grapefruit seed extract. And those are great antimicrobial products that they can get and they can carry with them. Because once you have those on hand, then that way you would, you know, not have to worry about that recycled air, because I know that's what most people are concerned about.
Absolutely. It's such a close, tight, place.
I never travel without those things.
Wow. Very good. Thank you so much. I certainly like to applaud both you and Dee as well, because you have really given our listeners a lot of great information, and we so appreciate it, absolutely. Well, again, thank you guys for spending some of your Sunday evening with us. Thank you for supporting our show and listening as well. We want to always remember the golden rule, and that's our motto, is treat others the way you want to be treated. And also, please continue to tell your friends and family about our show and invite them to listen. After all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. And we do realize that we can only do this one person at a time. We also ask you to initiate a random act of kindness each week, and it will just make you feel so much better about yourself. We have one that came in. It says, "Thanks for all the wonderful info you provide every week. Since my family and I have been listening to your show for over the last 6 months, we are so polite to each other. Also, the teachers continue to praise our children who are 7, 12, and 13. Thanks again." And this comes from Mrs. Johnson, and she's in Jonesboro, Georgia. Again, thank you all for listening. Remember, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That comes from Proverbs 3:3. Again, we will complete our series on next week of our New Year's resolution. Good night, take care, and God bless.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Don't forget to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next week when we'll discuss another exciting topic.